Looking over our priorities for 2026. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. This time of year, we're reviewing our plans and looking ahead to what our priorities might be for this year. That's no different with the president of the National Corn Growers Association, Jed Bauer. He's a farmer producer from Ohio.
Immediately what comes to the top is farmer profitability. You know, we all understand that there's ups and downs in agriculture. Many of us have dealt with it numerous times throughout our careers. So to me personally, that comes right to the top. Now, obviously, there's a few ways to deal with that, and national corn growers are primed and ready to do it. You know, one of the things that we've been talking about for years is increasing that demand to ethanol from an E10 blend up to an E15 blend. Of course, as you're hearing, we really hope the leader brings that out this week.
He continued to point out that we are getting some great support when it comes to E15 and our ethanol product.
We're really getting some good traction on that. It's a shame we've been battling it for over a decade, and the farms have to get in the situation that they're in order for Congress to realize the importance of getting this done. But what a lot of growers might not know is so every percent point we raise that blend from an E10 up, every point is about 450 million bushels of grind. So if we truly can get to the E15, which unfortunately won't happen overnight, it'll take a little while to build that up, that's going to be additional 2.5 billion bushels of grind.
That's some real dollars we're talking right there.
It truly is.
So many in the corn industry are going to be watching what goes on here now with E15. With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Weinberg.